Yeah, my first experience with working with U2 was when they approached us to do a remix, which we did the remix, and then from there I went to Ireland to do a show and met the band, and then they asked me to DJ on the Zubropa tour, which was a wonderful experience for me. I learned a lot from Paul McGuinness and the band, extremely professional and focus, and realise that the crowd is really important, and travelled the world as the opening act. So it was a wonderful experience. Some of the highlights on the tour for myself was playing at Wembley Stadium. Being a soccer fan, football fan, we travelled through Europe and Japan and Australia, and played in a lot of football stadiums. So especially in Europe, I got to actually get on the pitch and in the dressing rooms of a lot of these great football teams, which for me was wonderful. And also playing at the Tokyo Dome, a venue that is probably one of the most unique venues in the world, actually to perform in there was great fun. So the band asked us to do a remix on Even Better Than The Real Thing, and I felt that the way to approach that record was to build it around a riff. So we were in the studio. We were working on a musical idea that would work with the lyric, and the rhythm obviously needed to be changed for the dance floor, and we just wanted to give it the emotion and soul that the record had. So we brought in backing vocals, laid down a completely new track, and then I actually tested it in a nightclub before we finished. We had a rough mix. I took it to the club at the weekend, played it out. Saw the reaction was really strong. Went back into the studio, and then we changed a couple of things, and that's how it came about. Really, one of my favourite U2 tracks, must be Beautiful Day. I mean, we did a mix on it for America, and it was one of those tracks that when I first heard it, I thought, yeah, this is good. And I just kept listening to it, and it just got better and better, and it truly is one of those records that stand the test of time, and I'm sure your listeners would agree. So I'd probably say that's one of my all-time favourite tracks.